Welcome to In the News for November 12, 2005. This is Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. First story today. Water vapor may be biggest contributor to higher global temperatures, researcher says. Written by Bradley S. Clapper, Associated Press. We got this news item off of the Environmental News Network at www.enn.com. Dated November 10th, again by Bradley S. Clapper, Associated Press. Out of Geneva. An unexpected greenhouse gas, water vapor, may be the biggest factor contributing to higher global air temperatures, a Swiss researcher said Wednesday. Other greenhouse gases heat the ground, which causes more water evaporation that in turn further increases ground and then air temperatures, said Rolf Filippana of the World Radiation Center in Davos, Switzerland. Filippana said, quote, water vapor is a greenhouse gas, whenever you have an increase in water vapor, you have an increase in temperature, end quote. A study led by Filippana found that temperatures in the Alps increased by 1.3 to 1.4 degrees Celsius since 1980, but rose much more rapidly after 1995, jumping up almost a full degree at the same time that water vapor levels there rose by a relatively high 4%. Man-made greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide, methane, and ozone had a direct contribution of only about 30% to this rapid increase in temperature, Filippana said. The major cause of temperature change in this region, the other 70%, was increased levels of water vapor, according to the study, which was published by the U.S. Journal of Geophysical Research Letters. Filippana said in a telephone interview, quote, there's been a lot of speculation over why temperatures go up. In this study, we were able to distinguish between the effects of water vapor and the effects of aerosols and other factors, end quote. Over the same period of time, temperatures in relatively arid Spain hardly rose at all because the dry landscape did not release a significant amount of water vapor, Filippana said. Most water vapor in the air occurs naturally, but humans can help restrict the problem by limiting carbon dioxide emissions, which heat the Earth's surface and cause greater water evaporation, he said. Filippana also said, quote, we cannot reduce water vapor, but we can enhance it marginally. We have to strongly reduce the CO2, which he put into the atmosphere, end quote. Previously, global warming skeptics have claimed that rising surface temperatures would cause a lack of water vapor, potentially cooling the planet. Filippana said finally, quote, we are the first to measure the water vapor feedback and its effect on temperatures, end quote. Again, the source of that is Associated Press, and we found it at Environmental Networks News Network, ENN.com. Next story from the New Standard at newstandardnews.net, written by Brendan Coyne, staff writer. Veterans get reprieve from Pentagon PTSD review, dated November 11th. A day before a federal holiday honoring the nation's soldiers, the United States military announced yesterday that it was scrapping a plan to review all post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, claims for potential fraud. The review, which came about after a Veterans Administration Inspector General report indicated that fraud might be rampant within the system, would have examined about 72,000 current cases of VA disability benefits. In a statement released yesterday morning, Veteran Affairs Secretary R. James Nicholson said that a just-completed inquiry into 2,100 PTSD cases revealed that the fraud allegations turned out to be incompetence on the part of the VA. The planned full review, set to begin on the first of the year, came about after VA inspectors found improper or incomplete paperwork in 25% of the 2,100 reviewed cases, Navy Times reported. Military officials and legislators also intended the inquiry to focus on full disability claims known as, quote, individual unemployables, end quote, or IUs, the New York Times reported. Disabled Veterans of America head Arthur H. Wilson noted Wednesday that the review would not have encompassed improperly denied claims. Wilson said veterans, quote, shouldn't have to fight negative stereotypes that veterans suffering from PTSD and other mental conditions related to their military service are just gaming the system, end quote. The investigation also would have diverted needed PTSD funds, Wilson added. Recent reports project that as many as 20 to 30% of troops returning from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have or will develop some degree of PTSD. Last month, the Pentagon released a study showing that 1 in 4 Iraq War veterans return home with mental or physical illness or some combination of both. Vietnam Vietnam Veterans of America immediately released a statement supporting the VA reversal, calling it a good first step in dealing with what it sees as a backlog of unacknowledged, unpaid disability claims. In announcing the VA's decision to scrap the review, Nicholson said, quote, "Not all combat wounds are caused by bullets and shrapnel," end quote, adding that the VA was a, quote, "commitment to ensure veterans with PTSD receive compassionate, world-class health care and appropriate disability compensation determinations," end quote. Disability claims have been rising steadily, with PTSD cases making up the bulk of the increase. The VA will spend about $25 billion overall on compensation this year. This final story today, written by Martha Mendoza of the Associated Press, and we found this article at truthout.org. That's www.truthout.org. Warning issued for birth control patch. Again, this is written by Martha Mendoza of the Associated Press, dated Friday, November 11th. The Food and Drug Administration warned users of the popular Ortho Evra birth control patch that they are being exposed to more hormones and are therefore at higher risk of blood clots and other serious side effects than previously disclosed. Until now, regulators and patchmaker Ortho McNeil, a Johnson & Johnson subsidiary, had maintained the patch was expected to be associated with similar risks as the pill. But a strongly worded warning was added to the patch label Thursday that says women using the patch will be exposed to about 60% more estrogen than those using typical birth control pills. Jennifer Cowperthwaite, 26, of Broadbrook, Connecticut, who still suffers breathing problems after a blood clot reached her lungs 2 years ago after using the patch, said, quote, "I wish I had known. It's quite likely I would never have used it," end quote. Although most pills in the patch are loaded with the same amount of estrogen, hormones from patches go directly into the bloodstream while the pills are swallowed and digested first. The result is that the women using the patch have much higher levels of estrogen in their bodies. Thursday's warning comes 4 months after the Associated Press reported that patch users die and suffer blood clots at a rate 3 times higher than women taking the pill. Citing federal death and injury reports, the AP also found that about a dozen women, most in their late teens and early 20s, died in 2004 from blood clots believed to be related to the birth control patch, and dozens more survived strokes and other clot-related problems. Ortho McNeil spokeswoman Bonnie Jacobs said the warning speaks for itself, and the company has been cooperating with the FDA, which distributed the new warning to health care providers. More than 4 million women have used the patch since it went on sale in 2002. Several lawsuits have been filed by families of women who died or suffered blood clots while using the patch, and lawyers said more are planned. There's more on this story at www.truthout.org. This has been In the News for November 12th, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin. We'll talk to you next time.